it's a hard niche with the 10 grand and under vehicles. Mm. And, you know, back long ago when you can remember about, you know, 5-8 years ago, those cars that we get for around, you know, the 5 and 6,000 range were abundantly available. And now those vehicles that are in that price range are, you know, sometimes over 100,000 miles. You know, some of them are a little worn out than others. And, mm-hmm. You know, what do you get for your money? And we're starting to get some used vehicles in that are around that price range. For instance, you know, we got a nice 2008 Nissan Versa that we took in. It's got 72,000 miles. We have it specially priced for $9,995. And, you know, for an 08 with 72,000 miles, you can get some decent term.
Sure.
You know, probably end up close to around, you know, under, you know, $230 payment. And, you know, it's a good family vehicle. It's a station wagon kind of thing, has a hatchback. It's, you know, you can use the utility on it. And
when you got vehicles in particular with these marks, with these lines with Nissan, Toyota, they are known for their longevity. So, you know, it used to be a few models were talked about that way, but now it's pretty much with a lot of these coming across the board that 72,000 is, it's not brand new, but it's got many, many years ahead of it if you take good care of it.
Yeah, and people nowadays, you know, are holding on to their wallet just as much as I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we respect that. And when you're talking about the longevity part, is that anything that we carry in a 2004 or newer, up to like 98,000 miles or less, we give a 2-year 100,000 mile engine and powertrain. And, you know, most dealers don't do that. You know, I think it's more of a 50-50, meaning that if something happens, you know, they'll go halves. Dealer will go halves, but sure. You know, go halves on a motor, you know, still a lot of money. And, you know, we stand behind our product, and, you know, for 2 years, 100,000 miles, whichever comes first is huge. We stand behind that. No one's going to do that.
Well, you've got a good service department there too. And a lot of these vehicles are probably from folks that have been doing business with you guys for a while. So you've got service records and things like that at your disposal as well.
Sure. And, you know, we carry a lot more, of course, a lot more import than domestic, and when it consider used, but, you know, a lot of these are local owner, one owner trades, and, you know, they got, you know, clean auto checks. And, you know, we go through a rigorous inspection, and we make sure that we stand behind what we sell. It's very important. Anybody can sell a car, but stand behind what you sell. And that's what I'm about. I've been with Riverside for a very long time. People know who I am, and, you know, I'm a stand-up guy, and, you know, I just tell it like it is.
Well, you know, and one of the things that comes with that also is when you've got products like these, that these vehicles, you know, there's probably a lot of questions. We talked with Paul Albert, the general manager, not that long ago. He did say one of the things that has changed the buying process is the research that people do before they come in now. Are you finding customers coming in more sophisticated to specific things that they're looking for?
Yeah, I would say that it's changing. You know, media is also changing, and we have to remember that we got to kind of go with, you know, what's going out there. And mm-hmm. and especially with the internet, people are more, you know, inclined to look on the internet what they're looking for, just like I do. So they see what you have. They look at pictures, important. Price is important. But what's more important than just price is what are they getting for their value,
right.
You know? You know, Riverside stands as its own name, but it's not Riverside. It's the people that work in the dealership that make Riverside. Cesar Guevara makes Riverside. Paul Halber's Riverside. Mark Sundberg is yeah. Riverside. Yeah. You know, that's what it's about. And people, when they're looking at that, want to know who they're doing business with, how long they've been there, and the character. And that's important too.
The Riverside website is what for folks to check out?
It's at www.riversidehasit.com, and you can click on the, you know, there's a couple of splash pages, which are Honda, Toyota, and Nissan, which belong to Marquette. Mm-hmm. And each individual has, you know, the Riverside, Honda, Marquette, you know, or Toyota. And you can just click on any one of those, and it'll be directed directly to the Marquette branch.
But it does drive home the fact that that's probably a great starting point, that nothing replaces coming in and talking to you guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll treat you, you know, like our own family. You know, just give us the opportunity and we'll put a smile on your face. And you know, my philosophy is, if I can't make you smile, and if I can't make, you know, a deal worthy, you know, put a smile on your face, I'd be more than happy to buy you and your family dinner or pay for your gas for your time. That's my philosophy.
Sounds fair to me. Wow. Now, if folks want to stop in and see you, what are the hours at Riverside of Marquette?
Well, Monday through Friday, the sales department is open from 8 until 6, and Saturday from 9 until 3.
Sounds like a good deal. Cesar with us this morning, and everybody does know him, so we encourage you to stop in at Riverside as well. We appreciate you taking the time to brave the cold here and get in this morning, and I guess that drives home the fact that there still are some good four-wheel drives and SUVs on the lot as well, if people are looking for those.
Yeah, and keep in mind, folks, there is light at the end of the tunnel. The weather is coming. The sunshine is coming to the UP, believe it or not.
We do believe it.
Man after my own heart.
Thanks for your time this morning, Cesar.
Thank you.